Pastor Corey Brooks is on a phone line. Hey, Pastor Brooks, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. How about yourself?
Are you up on that roof on Martin Luther King Drive?
Yeah, we got a lot of people who are coming up, and we're starting to have some visitors come up. We're going to have a nice little press conference here at 2 o'clock, so it's really an exciting day.
Okay, but the press conference is at 2 o'clock, but I thought that the information you have has been embargoed until 10. Can you tell us everything you know now?
Yeah, so we are announcing something else at 2 o'clock, but the embargo that you got is that we had a big donor, and we're announcing who that donor is right now. So, and I want to say before I even say the name, thank you, because I think you are really instrumental in promoting our cause and listening ears heard. And so I want to thank you and your listeners. They got a lot of emails from some of your listeners as well. And I want to thank you for that. But so you want me to go ahead and announce now?
Ta-ta-da-da.
Ken Griffin from Citadel gave us, the CEO and founder of Citadel, donated $5 million to Project Hood and to our cause to build this center. So it's an exciting day today.
Tell us a little bit about the center. For those of you who don't know Project Hood, we're talking with Pastor Corey Brooks. I call him the rooftop pastor because last Thanksgiving, actually prior to that, he went up on the roof of a trailer across from his church and school. He said, I'm going to stay here until on this lot underneath me, we can put up I call it a community center. What do you call it, Corey?
I call it an opportunity center. You know, I tell people it's a YMCA trade school on steroids. It's that and so much more. It's a place where we're providing opportunities for young men and women to get their lives changed around. We're going to be providing a bigger trade school than we already have. We're going to be able to offer more classes. Right now we do construction and electric. We're going to add to that plumbing, and we're really excited. We're going to be able to do trauma counseling for people who are dealing with the trauma of young people. We're going to be able to offer swimming and sports, basketball, and golf simulation. We got a theater. We got businesses. We're going to have a Wintrust Bank, which is awesome. That was because of you as well. Ed, shout out to Ed Weimer and their $1.5 million donation.
Yeah.
And we're going to have an urgent care. So, you know, they just bought out physicians care, I think, in Chicago. So we're excited about that as well. So, you know.
What about the school, Corey? Aren't you going to have some sort of educational component where black men are teaching black men or something like that?
Yes. We believe that a lot of the violence is occurring because we have an absence of black fathers in the household. And so one of the ways that we're going to combat that is we're going to have a school, a private school for boys, first kindergarten to eighth grade, who live below the poverty line, who come from single parent households, free tuition, male teachers, and we're excited. I'm really excited about the educational part because I think that's where the biggest turnaround is going to happen.
And Ken Griffin, through whatever reasons or agencies that he found out about this, said, okay, I'm in for $5 million. You said you needed $35 million. You already had about 10 in the bank or accounted for. So are you at about 15 or 17?
18, yeah, thank you. Don't miss it. We're at 18, John. 18 million. We got 17 more million to go. You know, a lot of people are saying that we can't get it done, that we won't get it done, but we're going to get it done. We're over halfway there now, and we're really excited about the Ken Griffin donation, and we think that's going to give us a lot of credibility to what we're attempting to do. And so now we're hoping and praying that some of his circle, some of his friends, some of his people will chime in and help us out as well. Not just him, but the city of Chicago. This is really the first really big, big donor that we've have given in Chicago individual. So we're really excited.
Yeah. Hey, Ken Griffin, who's in your foursome? I mean, I don't know who he golfs with, but it would seem to me like there's three other guys who maybe could throw a little money your way. And, you know, we've called out the J.B. Pritzkers and Bruce Rauners and Dick Uhlines and Ken Griffins on this radio show and, you know, said, look, if you've got $50 million to put into a gubernatorial candidate, you've probably got $5 or $10 million to give to something that is concrete on the ground with an agenda that will make a change, that will make a difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, we would love for any of those individuals to give, and we welcome them to an invitation to share with them what we're trying to do. We'll sit down and talk with anybody who's listening and those who are interested and pitch to them just like we would anyone else. And if they think it's worth it, then we would ask them to give. But we would love to just be able to at least get into a sit down and be able to present it to them.
And by the way, this goes for your women's clubs and men's clubs and Lions clubs and YMCA groups. And listen, if you're part of some sort of social network and you all get together sometimes and have bad coffee and have speakers come, maybe it's your church, ask Pastor Brooks. He's a compelling orator, and he's got a great message. And, you know, here's why I'm going to call it an opportunity center, because that's what it is. Community center to me, Corey, sounds like a nice gym. But you don't need a nice gym, you know. You need more than that. In fact, what is impressive to me is the sort of agenda that you have, the curriculum you're imagining for that place, the programs.
Absolutely. That's what's really important. You know, we can find a gym anywhere, but programs to help people transform their lives, that's what it's really all about. So being able to offer the construction, being able to offer the education components, being able to offer entrepreneurial classes to help people start businesses, have a bank there, an urgent care facility there. Those things are so important to our community and getting us on the right track. We need them in our community, and we're gonna have them, and we're gonna hopefully create a model for what we believe can be done, not just on the South Side,
right,
but across America.
Yeah, let's have other people copy it on the West Side, the South Side, and Cleveland, wherever the people are looking for ways to change communities.
Yes.
Let's make you the model, but we need $17 more million. You can donate at projecthood.org, and don't think that because you don't have $5 million to give, it won't matter. The first $13 million came from people like you and me saying, "Here's $100, here's $250, here's $75." If you can make that donation, go to projecthood.org, and it will add up. Hey, halfway, right?
At halfway. As a matter of fact, we have a $2 million match gift going on right now until September the 15th. So every dollar that one of your listeners gives is being matched dollar for dollar. So it's an important time to give.
Is that Wintrust that's still doing that?
Yes, Wintrust. And then we have another anonymous donor who gave $1 million with the Wintrust donation to make it a $2 million match gift.
What's this 2 o'clock announcement you got coming up, Corey?
Oh, I can't tell you. I wish I could tell you, but I can't. I tell you what, if you call me like a little bit before 2 o'clock, I'll tell you first, John.
Hey, Corey.
But it's big.
Does your wife miss you?
Absolutely. How can she not miss me? My family comes, visits me on the roof, and, you know, I do get to go down when I go do speaking engagements. We have a speaking engagement coming up in Utah next week. So,
great.
You know, we're really excited, but I do get to come down. And then when I get to go across the street and help with the summer camp with the kids, we have over 200 kids at the summer camp. So I get to see everybody in my family. So it works out. Trust me. No, I think it would be too difficult for any man to be, on the rooftop.
Wives out there, Corey, who think, "Hey, honey, maybe you should go on the roof for a year or so and just kind of get out of the way."
Well, tell them they're more than welcome to come join me. I got the space.
Hey, listen, he does. He's got tents up there, and when it's 97 degrees and it's hot, he'll give you part of the cot. I slept in there on a cold night, and Pastor Brooks is doing it.
Hey, John, you were up there when we were practicing on everybody, so you were part of the first crew.
That is true.
I feel so bad because I know you almost froze. I feel so bad.
When I came back, I went, wait a minute. This is a little warmer up here than when I was there. Pastor Corey Brooks is the founder of New Beginnings Church and Project Hood. Go to projecthood.org. I'll try and catch you before 2 o'clock, Corey.
All right. Thanks, John.